This is a Storage Switzerland podcast.
EMC World is going on right now in Las Vegas, Nevada. George Crump, the lead analyst and founder of Storage Switzerland, is there. Hey, George, what goes on at EMC World? Or is this a case of what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas?
Well, this is certainly not a case of what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. The amount of social media and press coverage that this event gets is nothing short of astounding. In fact, I heard a stat in one of the presentations yesterday that they had more tweets related to EMC World 2014 than they did in all of EMC World 2012. In fact, you can go to emcworld.com and catch a lot of the videos from the different presentations and things like that. From an end user perspective, an IT professional, most of the people here are certainly EMC customers, or if they're not, they're probably really interested in becoming an EMC customer. And there's keynotes that are pretty high level but give you kind of an overview of what EMC has planned, what they're up to. And then there's specific breakout sessions where they get into deeper dives on different technologies. And then finally, there are hands-on labs, which actually I've gone through a few of those, very valuable because it really gets you sort of that tactical feel of some of the products that we're talking about here.
What does an analyst do at EMC World? What's your job there?
There's two groups kind of outside of the end users. There's the press and the analyst. And, you know, as most people know, we kind of cross the bridge between the two of them. But from an analyst perspective, we're there. We have a kind of our own separate room, and we get a little bit of behind the scenes look at things that are going on. So we'll attend the same keynote sessions as most people. I personally sneak into hands-on labs and try to break things, much to the dismay of the EMC World staffing the labs. I haven't been able to do it yet, though.
Always the rebel, George.
Yeah, great. Yeah, that's true. And then the Q&A, we get some nice, really good smaller group Q&A with the executive team. And then today, we'll be doing a lot of what we call one-on-one briefings, where all day long, I'll be sitting down with product managers from the different business units to get into real nitty detail on some of the announcements that have happened.
Now, you mentioned announcements, and companies who have these functions make announcements all the time at their events. It's one of the reasons that they have the events. How about EMC's Elastic Cloud Storage? What is that? They just announced that this week.
Yeah, so Elastic Cloud Storage is EMC's counter, I think is a good way to say it, to Google and Amazon cloud and compute offerings. You know, EMC is trying to make the case that you can do cloud storage, if you will, in-house and have it be certainly more secure, certainly more under your control, and EMC says less expensively. So they're claiming a 24% better total cost of ownership if you have the EMC Elastic Cloud Storage in your data center versus using say Amazon or Google.
I have one question for you. You said Elastic Cloud Storage in house. Now, the definition is cloud storage is off-site. How is defined in-house cloud storage?
Well, Charlie, thanks for catching me on buzzword bingo, right? That was good catch. So cloud storage in-house, also known, you'll hear the term private cloud. And so what we're doing when we talk about that is we're talking about using the architecture that a cloud provider would use. So highly scalable, using commodity hardware, internal hard disks that are aggregated together, using that architecture inside a typical data center instead of via the end of an internet connection at, say Amazon, Google. And certainly, I use Amazon and Google as point of reference. There's hundreds of other providers. Mm-hmm. So that's what a private cloud is, and that kind of ties into what a Elastic Cloud Storage is. It is a bundling, if you will, of EMC's Viper 2.0 and hardware, so that all the customer has to do is essentially plug in this chassis and they're ready to start offering a very similar type of service to what, say, a Google or Amazon would do. So they've sort of, if you will, turnkeyed what used to be a very hands-on project. You know, you certainly could do private clouds before Elastic Cloud Storage, but now you have the ability to make it happen much faster. So instead of going out and having to buy the hard drive, buy the servers to put the hard drives in, buy some object storage software that gives you the cloud-like software capabilities, plugging all that into a network, getting it working, putting an interface, all that kind of, it was very much a Home Depot project. Mm-hmm. And now EMC has made it like going to an Apple store, right? You just plug it in and it just works.
But it's all in-house. It's not sending your data to Omaha or Poughkeepsie or someplace, right?
Exactly correct. And now, it does have the ability, and AMC talked about this quite a bit, to go hybrid, which means part of your data is in-house and part of your data would be in the public cloud. So if for the use case where you can put it out in the public cloud, that's totally that's a very doable thing. The Elastic Cloud Storage offering is compatible with several standards that would allow that interface to happen, probably the biggest of which being S3, which is what Amazon uses. So in theory, if you wanted to, you could put some of your data into the Amazon cloud as well. What I was meeting with a group of financial IT professionals. You know, the guys who run a data center, but they work for, and I can't say the names, but very large financial institutions. If you guessed three, you'd probably get two of them right. Mm-hmm. And they said, look, with all the regulations we have, none of our data is going into the cloud. The public cloud is what they were talking about. But we want that architecture. And something like Elastic Cloud Storage has them very excited.
But you still need to have the disaster recovery and everything else off-site for the files that you can take off-site. This just gives you the ease of a cloud architecture inside the building in a turnkey project. Is that the best way to sum it up?
Yeah, and it does also have the ability to replicate to another Elastic Cloud Storage. So, you know, those guys that I mentioned, and certainly most large data centers, have another data center somewhere else. And so they could replicate between their own two cloud storages, if you will. So they can have the total coverage and everything. So they would use public cloud, I would think, typically more for what we call a bursting situation, where you have an overload and you need, if you will, borrow either compute or capacity because of some, a sudden surge in demand.
Okay, so what's going to happen today?
Well, I guess the big thing that's going to happen today is tonight there's the Imagine Dragons concert. I'm kind of excited because it's the first time I've seen the concert where there's actually somebody I know. Usually it's my kids know who's playing better than I do, but I've actually heard an Imagine Dragons song, so I'm kind of excited about that. More seriously, though, we expect today to be a lot about Extreme.io, which is EMC's all-flash array. I think we'll see some announcements around replication and also advanced scalability and things like that. There might even be some talk about encryption. In all-flash, that's very, very important. We've written about that on the site. So I think those will be the big announcements. I think we'll see a lot of focus today on Extreme.io and how that is going to fit into the architecture.
That's our morning update from EMC World in Las Vegas. Come back a little bit after noon Central Time, and we'll have an afternoon update for you from EMC World. For George Crump, I'm Charlie Hodges. Thanks for joining us on the Storage Podcast.
For more, go to StorageSwiss.com.